This is Jenny Allen, and you are listening to the Made for This podcast. There are so many ways that we have divided and judged and separated over issues that pretty adamantly Paul is saying there's freedom. And your convictions, you shouldn't look down on other people because they have different convictions.
We would like to thank PROS for their continued support. PROS knows that there is more to you than just your hair type. Go to pros.com/madeforthis to take your free in-depth hair quiz and get 15% off your first order today.
Galatians 2, verse 3, "But even Titus, who was with me, was not forced to be circumcised, though he was a Greek. Yet because of false brothers secretly brought in, who slipped in to spy out our freedom that we have in Christ Jesus, so that they might bring us into slavery. To them we did not yield in submission, even for a moment, so that the truth of the gospel might be preserved for you. And from those who seemed to be influential, what they were makes no difference to me. God shows no partiality." In chapter 2 of Galatians, Paul's going to go into a situation where a lot of people were wound up, including Peter, about the fact that there were those Gentiles that were becoming Christians that were not being circumcised. Now, in Jewish culture, we know that that was part of the law given to Moses, that they would be circumcised as a part of their display of submission to God. So that was part of their story, part of their history. And so now it's feeling confused because the rules are changing. Paul's taking the gospel to the Gentiles. And are these grown men supposed to go get circumcised? It makes me real glad I'm a woman because I don't even have to think about that. But for these men that were becoming Christians, they were confused. And there were a lot of people spying on the freedom that Paul was preaching and saying that you don't have to be circumcised because it isn't anymore an outward display. It isn't anymore a religious act that's going to get you saved. It is now about the internal circumcision of your heart. It is about the submission and surrender that you have to Jesus in your heart. And that was what Paul was preaching. And that freedom that he was preaching was really bothering some of the Jewish messianic Christians. And it was confusing to them. And so partly this whole letter is written in response to this, because this is Paul saying, listen, you're trying to complicate these people's way to God, and it is not okay. And I'm going to stand up against it because it goes against the gospel. And he fights them. I mean, he uses strong language from the beginning in the book and strong language here that they are spying on the freedom that they're experiencing in Christ. Don't take that freedom. And so there's this sense of everybody looking again side to side, like we talked about last week, and deciding who is following Jesus correctly and rightly. And Paul is going to clarify all of this, that there's a lot of ways this can go. You can be circumcised. You can be uncircumcised. You can eat meat. He says it another place in scripture that was sacrificed to idols, or you cannot eat meat that is sacrificed to idols if that's where your conviction lands. So he's opening up this whole new way of thinking that they can't even imagine because it was so much in contradiction to the way they had all been raised as Jewish leaders, which, mind you, Paul was a Jewish leader as well. So he was raised in the same way and was a zealot at following these laws and these rules. So there was some tension, right? But Paul's adamant it is by grace through faith, we're going to see in these verses and in this book over and over again, by grace through faith. You see those words throughout the New Testament. You see those words in Hebrews when they're looking back in Hebrews 11 at the history and the lineage of the work of God on earth through Abraham, through Moses. And you see that even then, he's saying it was by faith that Abraham's righteousness was counted to him. So there's clarity coming to this generation, this new age of the church, where they're still confused by the religion that they've experienced, which how many of us can relate to that, right? We've all experienced some version of this in our lives, whether it was distant or whether it was up close and we were part of a church that was very religious and said, these are the things you have to do to be a Christian. So this was just blowing everybody's mind But he was so adamant about it. He was like, listen, you keep adding to the gospel and it's no gospel at all. But he's having the grace for those that are circumcised and those that would even pursue that. He's got this mentality that there is just freedom. There is now freedom that we can enjoy in Jesus, that the old laws are no longer required to walk with God. They were symbols pointing to Jesus and ultimately pointing to the way specifically circumcision would be of our heart, that we would submit and consecrate our hearts to God for our lives, right? That would be what it would look like to follow Jesus. I know we're talking a lot about circumcision. Some of you are like, I don't even know what that means. Okay, well, you're in college and one day you will learn. I'm not going to be your teacher today. But I do believe that there is a thing that my mother-in-law often says is live and let live. It is this idea that we are to form our own convictions based on the word of God and realize that there are many, many secondary issues and gray issues, they're called oftentimes in scripture, that are not black and white. Now, we are not talking about the ones that are. I'm not talking about getting drunk. I'm not talking about sexual immorality. I am talking about the many, 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 many issues where we can have grace for each other. I am a believer that those that love Jesus in this day and age, in every age, are meant to take care of each other and be for each other and protect each other. But we have gotten so divided on so many things, political things, on issues of roles in the church and issues of whether we can drink or not drink, whether we have to homeschool or send our kids to school. There are so many ways that we have divided and judged and separated over issues that pretty adamantly Paul is saying there's freedom. And your convictions, you shouldn't look down on other people because they have different convictions. So take drinking, for example. You certainly shouldn't look down on someone that doesn't drink. Are you kidding me? No. But people that don't drink shouldn't look down on people that do drink some in moderation. That is what he's talking about, is there's going to be people that feel like they can express themselves and have more freedom. And there's people that are going to feel like, because of whatever situation in our life, they feel convicted that they can't enjoy that freedom. Great. I'm not talking about black and white clear issues, but on issues where it is not black and white, I believe there's wisdom that we're supposed to use. But then, that's not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about the grace we have for other people and their different convictions.
I truly love my Pros hair care because it is personalized for me. And it's one of the best things that I've done for my hair because I have results that I can actually see. My hair is shinier and healthier on the ends even after I've had it colored. And not only that, but it smells amazing. We've teamed up with Pros and they're offering 15% off your first order at pros.com/madeforthis. What's unique about Pros is that they have this in-depth hair quiz that over a million people have taken now. You can go to pros.com/madeforthis and take the quiz. It's super easy, and there's questions that are kind of surprising, like where do you live? What are your eating habits? Do you exercise? Because all of it affects our hair and our hair care routines. So they analyze over 85 of these different personal factors, and they handpick clean, sustainably sourced ingredients that get you closer to your hair goals with every wash. And every so often between my shipments, I can tweak the formula for any reason in case I change my address, my hair color, or even my diet. Sometimes when I'm heading into the winter, I will go a little bit darker, more brunette. And so it just totally changes the texture of my hair. And so my Pros hair care, instead of making it shiny or trying to moisturize, sometimes I want it to give me more volume, more body, and still leave my hair healthy. If you aren't 100% positive that Pros is the best hair care that you've ever had, they will take the products back, no questions asked. Custom made-to-order hair care from Pros has your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/madeforthis. That's PROSE.com/madeforthis for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off.
I was talking to a friend of mine recently who basically believes like leaders should never drink, leaders shouldn't ever watch shows that are negative or bad. And, you know, this person and I are great friends. And so I reached out and just, we had a great conversation about it. And I said, hey, I want you to read this book. It's called Grace Awakening. It's why I started reading it again is because I'd recommended it to him and I hadn't read it in so long. And he loved it. He didn't change his convictions, but I've even noticed just as he's been talking to other people about things, just even more grace in his words, that they're more seasoned with salt. That's what scripture talks about when we are supposed to be speaking the truth to each other, that we're doing it in love, that we're doing it with kindness to each other. We're having these conversations with winsomeness and not banging each other's heads off, which is currently, I feel like, what happens everywhere. And so how this takes pressure off, we're talking about pressure and grace in this season, I would say is that we don't have to be everybody's policeman. I don't know if y'all have kids or if you were this kid, but my kids loved to be the policemen. When they realized these are the rules and there were people breaking them, even today, one of my kids is a teenager and he still wants to go correct everybody else, even though there's plenty of things that he needs corrected. And I think that's just our human nature is we want to set the rules and we want everyone to follow them and we want, you know, everybody to have the same standard. And it's just not that simple. There's the Holy Spirit. There's different circumstances. There's different proclivities to different things and to different sins. And so I just think it gives us so much grace for each other that we don't have to play that role, that we get to walk around in grace and love each other and bear with one another. When it comes to the black and white, yeah, there's a time and a place to say something. It's not always live and let live. Are you kidding me? Your people that you're in accountability with, not the whole world, not strangers you don't know, but the people that you're in deep community with that have said, hey, I want you to hold me accountable. That's the place where you say, hey, I want to ask you about this. You spent all this money on this thing. I want to ask you about that. Tell me about your process in that. Tell me about, you know, your debt. Tell me about your finances. And do you feel good about that? And you walk through life together. That I am not talking about that level of connection. Y'all know I'm a big believer in that, but largely, we are not correcting those that are closest to us. We're correcting the world out there. And even worse, we're not correcting them. We're judging them and talking about them behind their back. And that's what burden I want to take off your back. You do not need to police the world. There have been so many times I'm in a conversation where people are judging someone else and they're talking about someone else. And I'll either leave the conversation or I'll turn the conversation. And I might even have something to say about it. But the freedom to not say it, the freedom to walk away. It is a burden too heavy to carry to keep up with everybody's behavior around you. So the grace is, and the pressure's off, the grace is that we don't have to be everybody's bosses. We don't have to make sure everybody obeys. We get to enjoy God, set an example in our lives of love and purity and using our words for goodness. And yeah, there's times and places to say hard truth, but most of the time we are called to have a gentle response and to enjoy watching everyone express God and following Him in their different ways. It's so much more fun to have grace.
Did you know that Jenny has a YouTube and we post videos up all the time? And so go to youtube.com and search Jenny Allen. We'll make sure to post it in the show notes as well. Share it with your friends. Pass it along to someone today. And we're so glad you guys were here. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Made for This podcast.